Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you. Your ideal client is not connecting to that AI blankety blank that you are putting out into the ethers. Today on the Pulse on Human Design, I am going to walk you through how to actually use AI in your business to help you create posts and blogs and emails and reports and all of the things. This is the Pulse on Human Design. This AI conversation is something that comes up a lot for me because I work almost solely with content. As a copywriter and a human design specialist, I work with bringing out the voice in the women that I serve. And that voice, as we know, is covered up with a lot of conditioning. It's covered up with decades of, you can't say that. You have to say it like this. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. We put on these masks of people-pleasing and trying to prove ourselves and over-explaining and all of the things. And somewhere along the way, we lose ourselves. So then the solution comes along in the form of computer-generated, easy content. And we flock to it like crazy. Because now we don't have to use our voices. Now we don't have to show ourselves fully in the online space because we can put up the ultimate mask between us and our audience or our ideal clients. And that is the voice of AI. Am I saying to never use AI in your content? Absolutely not. AI is going to save you so much time in your business. If you, like me, are resistant to AI, knowing all of the things about you or having all of the information, then you're going to really appreciate what we're going to unpack here. I'm going to walk you through some of the mistakes that I see happening in the online space when creating content using AI. I'm going to walk you through how to fix them and some of the things that you can program into your AI system in order to make it sound more like you. So mistake one, number one that people are making is just asking ChatGPT or whatever your AI thing is to create a post about human design profiles. And then AI spits out this prompt with a gazillion emojis in it and you pop it onto Instagram and you wonder why people are not engaging with you. When they read that AI post, they understand that it's an AI post. They get that. Anyone in the online space can tell an AI post. You don't feel any emotion when you're reading an AI post. That's one of the biggest differences between human-generated content and AI-generated content, is that AI-generated content is emotionless. So what your call to do is to add the emotion in. And it's not necessarily about how you are emotionally defined or not. It's about how you want to move your reader. Because they should, there's that word that I hate, but they should be being moved further into your world. And they're not going to do that if you stay on the surface with AI-generated content. So use AI as your starting point and not your ending point. Instead of saying to AI, please do a post for me based on human design profiles. I'm assuming you're using please. Aren't we all polite with our AI bots? Please do a post for me based on human design profiles. You get that initial prompt back. You look at it and it's maybe saying one lines go deep into the rabbit hole. They do all of the research. They know all of the things about something. What can you expand on in that sentence or that few sentences based on some of the client work that you've done, based on a real life person in your life who is a one line, based on your experience if you are a one line? How can you add some juice? How can you add some context to it? These AI posts are going out like crazy online and there's no context. Lisa Nichols is one of my favorite speakers, and she has a TED Talk. It's something like The Dip Theory. And in it, she talks about how as humans, we relate to each other in the dip. And that's mistake number two with AI posts, is that there's no dip. There's no, in the hero's journey, it's that place where the hero gets stuck and against all odds, you think they're going to not get through what they have to get through. And then all of a sudden they do it. There's none of that in your AI post. It's just like dead language. There's no juice. There's no dip. There's no pain. There's no angst. The best thing that you can do in your copy is think about your hero, and you are not the hero. Your ideal client is the hero. You are the guide. But think about your hero and they're stuck in a tree. What your AI-generated content is missing is the moment that the tree gets lit on fire. So a great story is where the hero is in the tree and gets down. An amazing story that we talk about forever that sears into our heart and soul is where the hero is in the tree, someone sets the tree on fire, and then the hero gets down. So think how many layers of that you can put into your AI-generated posts. So you're not going to use it to finish your content. You're going to use it to start it, maybe to give you some ideas. Maybe you're going to use it according to your human design strategy. So for generators and manifesting generators, you're going to ask AI to give you something to respond to. For projectors, you're going to ask AI to recognize you. What are some of the things that you see in me based on this piece of content? What can you recognize in me? And what that's going to do, it's not that you need to be invited to live. It's not that you need to be invited to create a piece of content. You have been invited. If your people are following you, please trust that. It's for you. It's for you to feel zhuzhed up and valuable and recognized as you go into the online space with your message. For manifestors, you get to initiate. You get to add into ChatGPT. I'm here to impact people emotionally. I'm here to impact people by resourcing them. I'm here to impact people however you're here to impact people based on your design. Get me started on something. Or if I start this thing, can you help me to finish it? Something like that by using your strategy. And then instead of just posting that piece of content as it is, you add in some context. You add in some layers, something that tells the actual story. Now, some of the ways that you can improve your AI over time are to actually add your stories in. Tell AI some of your stories, and I'm going to give a shout out to one of our community members, Chelsea Brady of The Rising Creative. She's one of the members in our bodygraph.com community. And this was one of the tips that she shared in my Content by Design experience. She shared that she has started to tell ChatGPT her stories. Whenever something comes up that she thinks could be related to business, she puts it in and she has it update the memory so that it brings that story in when it makes sense. You can also use things like fictional characters with your ChatGPT. You can ask ChatGPT to use metaphors, to build metaphors into your language. That's not something that a lot of people are doing in their content, and that's going to set you apart. One of the juiciest things that you can do for your AI system is give it your human design. Feed it your human design, your astrology, your Enneagram, whatever tools that you have. And it doesn't have to be like you just pop your chart in there. For me, I added in my type, my strategy, my authority, the fact that I'm a quad right, each of my channels, and my dormant gate. I only have one in my design, and that's really important in my messaging. So oftentimes when Chad and I are going back and forth, when I'm looking for something to respond to, I will say, if I wanted to say this, how would I bring the energy of my gate 17 shadow into this story that I'm telling? How would I bring the energy of my 2-4 profile into this piece of content that I'm creating? So your ChatGPT isn't something that you just say, create a post based on human design profiles. Your ChatGPT is something that you say, let's have a conversation around human design profiles and how they relate to the work that I'm doing in the XYZ space. We're going to have some back and forth here and continue to deepen the context of this post, the emotion of this post. Maybe you can bring in some NLP tools. So you're speaking to audio learners and visual learners and kinesthetic learners.
What else could you do? There's so much you could do.
So what I would love for you to take away from this episode is that AI can help you so much more when you actually build that memory with your ChatGPT or whatever AI system you're using, and when you actually look for ways to go deeper in your content. AI isn't going anywhere. So those of us that are conscious entrepreneurs, we have the opportunity to use it well and to use it as a starting point in our businesses and in our content. Oh gosh, there are so many other things that we could talk about AI, and I am not a 100% on board AI lover, but there are so many things that your AI can do that will save you time and money. Just be sure that you are using it properly according to your message, your audience, and your mission. Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.